This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin this afternoon at EWR, the fancy code name, of course, for Newark Liberty Airport. I flew in there last night, didn't get in until about 1 o'clock in the morning, all the while thinking, boy, I sure hope they don't get this thing diverted because of one of those radar outages we've been hearing about lately. But alas, no problems on the landing, but you can imagine the number of people who worry about that very thing upon each takeoff and landing. Well, folks, we've got an update from the Transportation Secretary today regarding staffing and technical delays out there. And once he got past his Biden did it talk, Sean Duffy says there's progress, visible progress that the public should be seeing quite soon out at Liberty. Mary Lynn Buckley at the top of our broadcast on this Wednesday.
Traveling out of Newark has been quite the headache for some the last few weeks between the staffing issues, delays, and multiple outages. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says a major problem was a glitch.
And so on May 11th, the main line went down. The backup line actually fired. It worked. So our fix to the glitch actually worked.
He also says Verizon has laid a new fiber line from Philly to New York, which will be tested soon.
But if it all goes well, we should be able to turn over to this new fiber line at the start of July.
But a problem that has yet to be fixed, the lack of air traffic controllers, Duffy says we're about 3,000 too short. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And of course, we will keep you posted on things out at Newark Liberty. Oh, I saw this one coming. New Jersey and New York Congress people have proposed a bill now that would ban non-essential helicopter flights, read tourist helicopters, from hovering over the city. Of course, it comes after that crash April 10th on the Hudson, which killed an entire family and a young pilot. Nicole Maliotakis was one of the bill's sponsors.
We want to see changes, whether it's by legislation or regulation by the FAA, or these tourism companies being good neighbors and having more respect for the citizens of New York.
That bill comes at the same time a citizens group has asked the Fed for an immediate ban on such flights. They want to stop, period, end of story. The ban would create a 20-mile virtual barrier around the Statue of Liberty, which I guess would put that tour out in where? Canada or somewhere? Anyway, the bill would exempt police, medical disaster, and emergency response helicopters, as well as news media. The FAA took similar action, you'll recall, back in March after a deadly January crash in Washington. A military chopper crashed into a commuter jet, killing 67 people with that. Also today, the city council about to put its stamp of approval on a Brooklyn rezoning plan that'll transform part of Atlantic Avenue with more affordable housing, parks, and programming.
The rezoning runs through the neighborhoods of Prospect Heights, Crown Heights, and Bed-Stuy, represented by Councilman Chi Ose, who says 40% of 4,600 apartments will be affordable.
There are homes that will be as low as $800 a month for a studio and three-bedroom apartments for as much as $1,200 a month, and that's right next to public transportation.
Crystal Hudson, who also represents part of the area, said it includes a full redesign of one of Brooklyn's most dangerous corridors.
$100 million and improvements to six local parks and playgrounds, funding for local hiring programs, as well as resources for tenant and homeowner protections, and more.
Three more rezoning plans in Midtown Jamaica and Long Island City are in the works. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The Breeders' Cup returns to New York in 2027. Governor Hochul announced it today, saying the World Championship race will return to a new and improved Belmont Park following a massive renovation.
October 29th from 30th to 2027. The world's best horses, jockeys, and trainers will ride into Belmont for two unforgettable days of championship racing. And what I love is the keeper of the economy, the 50,000 fans who will follow them, opening up their wallets to support our restaurants, our hotels, and all of our other attractions.
The track, right on the edge of Queens and Nassau County, billed as one of the most important horse racing tracks in the country. Belmont was last home to the Breeders' Cup in 2005. The goal of that $455 million redo was to get it back into the track rotation, which includes Kentucky or some California track, blah, blah, blah. In fact, They started using Saratoga in upstate for a while during the renovation. Well, it'll be back bigger and better than ever at Belmont's. Well, family, I don't know how much of this you'll be able to enjoy because of the weather, but Manhattan Hinge is tonight. It's the first one of the year, and it happens at 8:13 tonight. This won't mean anything to you at all because AccuWeather tells us there's going to be so much cloud cover, you won't even be able to see your hand in front of your face. Anyway, the traditional viewing is along the city's east-west thoroughfares, 14th, 23rd, 34th, 42nd, and 57th Street. For those who don't know, Manhattan Hinge is when the sun aligns perfectly with the east-west streets in the city, creating some amazing views. Only thing, again, we got that doggone rainy weather system hanging over us, so we might not get to appreciate it tonight, definitely. But alas, if you miss it tonight, there's another one tomorrow night at 8:12 p.m., and it won't come around again until July 11th and 12th. Down at Diddy's, they've got an LAPD officer on the witness stand today talking about the break-in at Kid Cudi's house. It was December 22nd, 2011, when Cudi called the cops, told them he saw a black SUV registered to Diddy's company leaving his house. Officer Chris Ignacio testified he walked through the house with Cudi and eventually labeled the break-in as trespassing. The officer also confirmed that he ran the plates on the vehicle allegedly seen leaving the house and it traced back to Bad Boy, Diddy's company here. Well, you'll recall yesterday a lady named Capricorn Clark, who used to be an assistant at Bad Boy, testified she was kidnapped from her apartment and taken to Cudi's house by Diddy and a bodyguard. She testified Diddy had a gun. Well, the cop testified he didn't know anything about a kidnapping and says he didn't remember putting anything in his report about a gun being involved. Next up, they got a fire investigator on the stand now who's responding to an alleged bombing involving Cudi's car in 2012. On the mayoral campaign, more goodie bags from any of the candidates vying to get your attention and hoping it'll translate into votes come this fall. Today, it was Democrat Andrew Cuomo proposing a $20 minimum wage for New York City.
Cuomo's plan would see the minimum wage go to $20 an hour in the city in 2027.
New York City is just getting more and more expensive, and it is unaffordable for working men and women.
It's part of his plan to make the city more affordable, but he can't do it without the state legislature, which helped him raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour when he was governor.
And what happened when we did it? The economy went up, not down. We protected small businesses with a tax credit. And if you had indexed that $15, you know what it would be today? $20.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
All right, the race is on.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.